joining me on the phone is Jason McMaster of Broken Teeth and, of course, Dangerous Toys fame. I figure we can get into some Jason questions, lead into Broken Teeth, and then the main reason Jason's here, I have to talk about a big old event coming up in November of 2009. So had some difficulty getting this interview set up, but I just want to say thanks to Jason, and let's do it.
My pleasure. Trying to get used to this delay. It's almost like we're in another country or something.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It's kind of like a walkie-talkie, over and out.
Yeah, I'm calling from Istanbul, over. Thanks for having me.
So how the hell? Oh, yeah, man. No problem. How the hell are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been staying real busy and excited about a new year and, ready for that to get underway. And so far, it's been pretty good. Got a couple of Dangerous Toys shows set up for this year already and have some things going on with Broken Teeth, working on a brand new record, just all kinds of stuff. Staying real busy, writing new material, working with a bunch of different projects. So I have a feeling it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's great, man. That's one thing about you. I know you always keep busy. You've got all kinds of projects going on. Right now, as of today, how many bands are you exactly in?
There's people joke all the time about, what are you in, like 30 bands now or something? You know, so it kind of, it changes, the answer to the question kind of changes because a lot of the stuff is kind of seasonal, as I like to call it. Like, Dangerous Toys doesn't tour anymore, and so it kind of, you know, we don't really play a whole lot, so it is kind of seasonal. I mean, the Toys played more shows in 2008 than we've played in the past, like, 10 years, and we played, like, 6 or 7 shows in 2008. But it is kind of a seasonal thing, summertime festivals, things like that. But same with Watchtower as well. Watchtower, you know, we play a show, like, every 4 years or something. So, see what I mean? It's kind of seasonal. It doesn't really, it just matters on the weather and which way the wind is blowing, really, as to what project will get busy or decide to do something. But I am playing in a couple of tribute bands. I play Rob Halford in a Judas Priest tribute band called Sad Wings. I just joined a Motorhead tribute called Capricorn USA, where I just play guitar in that band. My Kiss tribute band has been around since 91, and we only play like once a year now, but we just played a couple of weeks ago. A lot of fun. And so I have all kinds of stuff like that going on. The Toys and Watchtower are two kind of legacy type things that just fans will not let die. You know, the phone keeps ringing about both of those bands. So that's kind of a cool thing. Some friends of mine are helping me get a bunch of ideas together and have started conducting interviews for me to write a book. So it would basically be, the idea for my book is sort of the history of Texas metal, but kind of told through my memoirs. I mean, there will be interviews conducted with key players and, you know, Texas metal history, but for the most part, it's just going to be me talking about, you know, where I was when this was happening and how it happened to me and how I ended up here and things like that. Hopefully it'll be an interesting read for a lot of people and not
yeah,
just sound like a bunch of name dropping or something. I really hope it doesn't turn into that, but I'll make sure it doesn't turn into that because that would be really lame. And at least I know that, and maybe me being careful to have it not turn into that. Maybe that'll save it, you know. So lots of stuff going on, and it's always a constant with Broken Teeth as well. So touring has been bad because of the economy and gas prices and things like that.
The book project sounds like a great idea. I mean, obviously, you're a big part of the
Texas metal scene. You kind of seen it all and done it all. So, yeah, that's very cool. Look forward to that.
There's been a lot of different people kind of suggesting that I do that over the past, like, decade. And I was a little worried about the idea, you know, as I've kind of explained. But I think that for the most part, I've got a handle on it now. And it's just a matter of getting someone to kind of help me, push me into it, too. So that's already happened, and it is underway. And there's no telling when or if the damn thing will ever see the light of day. But I'm at least I'm working on it and going through a lot of the brain cells I have left over to kind of put it all together in some fashion.
Excellent. Well, we're still talking about the various projects you're in, seasonal and or otherwise. I know in the Kiss thing that you're just playing bass, and I didn't know about the Motorhead thing. That's cool. But in these various projects, do you take a different vocal approach when you're doing the singing?
I try to emulate, you know, whoever it is I'm paying tribute to as much as I can. In the Judas Priest tribute, I'm, you know, wearing the whole Village People costume, you know, the whole gay biker outfit. I'm wearing the whole leather and studs and all that shit. And I'm totally, you know, trying to channel Halford the whole time. And it makes for a good show. I've got a lot of stuff going on when I'm up there with all of the mannerisms and things like that. I mean, Halford has pretty much been a case study of mine for years as a heavy metal singer. So I kind of borrow a lot of his things as much as anybody else who sings that style of power metal, you know. So, but even just applying it to rock and roll and what I do in Broken Teeth and what I've done in Watchtower, et cetera, with the extreme, you know, vocal style that Halford has, he's pretty much influenced a lot of heavy metal. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of take into consideration what's really going on in the band, you know, on the records, if I'm paying tribute to anyone. Otherwise, just making up my own versions of someone else's music.
Yeah, if you're going to steal any moves or vocal tricks, you can't get much better than Halford. You know, he is metal, if you ask me.
Yeah, he kind of helped write the book on what is that whole thing. And, you know, it was an ongoing development of, you know, what came to be known as Judas Priest. And you can do that by watching any documentary type thing on metal where they pretty much have to mention Priest. If they don't mention Judas Priest, it's not really a documentary on metal. So.
Right, ain't worth watching. Hey, does it make me gay if I'm doing an interview with Jason McMaster and I'm wearing a Jason McMaster t-shirt?
No, not at all. It just means that Jason McMaster can eat a sandwich tonight. It means you've contributed to what is the broke and in debt musician fund. So thank you.
All right, let's get into Broken Teeth, big show favorite Broken Teeth. Kind of got an interesting start to the band, not the usual, you know, four guys in a garage. And plus, I know there's a Rhino Bucket connection in there. Tell me a bit about that, how Broken Teeth got going.
Yeah, in 99, Paris Records was putting together new projects for that year, and Paul Liddell from Dirty Looks, Dangerous Toys, fame, guitarist extraordinaire, rock god, was telling me about some of the things that Paris Records was working on, because he was going to do some work in one of their studios. And he told me about this kind of biker rock sort of AC/DC fueled, you know, four on the floor rock and roll band that he was going to record for Paris. And I kind of jumped in and kind of invited myself into the project and ended up writing all the songs with Paul and making the record that year. And I came up with the name Broken Teeth, and the rest is pretty much history. Paul ended up leaving the band because of schedule conflicts just a few years ago, but we kind of have sort of kept it in the family otherwise, you know, anyway. So his roommate is now, you know, in the band. David Beeson took Paul's place, and we never even hit a speed bump or anything. We just kept going. But what was originally starting out on Paris Records as just a studio project became a serious band when the records started to sell, and you know, everyone wanted to see the band live. It was just the studio project kind of turned into a real band as soon as we realized people are actually really going to like this style, and this style of rock has been around forever, and it's a tried and true thing, and it's real rock and roll in the vein of Rhino Bucket and things like that. And hell, if it wasn't for, you know, AC/DC and Motorhead and Rhino Bucket and Dirty Looks and bands like that, you know, there would be no Broken Teeth. So that's kind of where we are with it. And about to record our fifth record, so looking forward to that.
Am I wrong, or at some point, wasn't George from Rhino Bucket being considered for vocals?
When Paul called me to tell me about the project, I was like, well, who's going to sing? Meaning, hint, 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 I want to get involved with this, you know? And he said that they were going to call George from Rhino Bucket and see if he was into it. And he lives in Van Nuys, California. And I was like, you know, how are you going to get his phone number? I think I'm the only one in town with his phone number, you know, kind of a thing. Like, so long story short, you know, I just kind of jumped in and took over. But yeah, they had an idea to try to get George to sing on the first record, which it wouldn't have been called Broken Teeth. It would have been called something else. I came up with Broken Teeth, so that's where we are.
I know you mentioned, can't answer one of my questions already, about 2008. I noticed there weren't nearly as many Broken Teeth shows. And, is that mainly due to the economy?
Yeah, the cost of fuel killed a lot of touring in 2008. It seems to be a little bit better now. I use diesel when I tour, so that's the prices of that have not really dropped as much, and it seems like everything's going back up. So hopefully we can get a handle on it soon enough as an economy, and, you know, Broken Teeth will see more of the road. But at least we're going on the ocean.
We're getting to it. We're getting to it. Give me a few more questions, and we'll get to the big event.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we will probably do a little bit more touring this year.
Any plans first of all, has Broken Teeth ever played Europe? I have lots of listeners from Scandinavia, from Germany, and I get that question a lot. Broken Teeth ever coming here?
We put out Electric over there in January of 2008, and it did fairly well. There was hopes that the label that put it out over there was going to set up some things over there, but it just didn't work out. So, you know, we just need the right promoter that's willing to buy our plane fare and put us up over there and rent us gear and things like that. So just kind of waiting for that to happen, because it's just everything's so expensive, you know.
People don't realize how much this shit costs to tour, and especially to go overseas when basically you're doing it yourself as an independent band. So
yeah, and there's not a whole lot of, you know, hope for a band with no money to just, you know, kind of be waiting around for some promoter to throw a bunch of money your way so you can go do it, you know. So, but that's what it kind of turns into. You know, it'll be a great experience when it does happen. But no, Broken Teeth has not been over there yet, so.
Well, I know they love you in Europe, so hopefully that does happen sometime soon. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Electric, the CD. As listeners to my show know, I recently named Electric my top CD of 2008, and
yeah, that is awesome. Thank you to you and your listeners for that. That is awesome.
No problem at all. Electric, just flat out rocks. The thing about the CD for me, I've played that so many times, but every time it sounds fresh. It sounds new. I mean, it's basic hard rock. There's nothing new about that. But every time I play Electric, it's just something. It sounds new and fresh. And I don't know how I did that, but you did it.
Yeah, I'm glad that we redid some of the tracks. You know, some of the older material. Really, really am happy about that, because some of those, I felt like, you know, the way that we attack those songs live is slightly, but it is, you know, different enough for us to want to make those kind of stand out a little bit more as they do live, meaning they just have more, they just got a lot more hair on them, and they're a little meaner sounding, a little faster, a lot more energy and everything, so I'm glad we redid the handful of songs that we did from our previous recordings, as well as featured, you know, five or six brand new songs. But the new record we're working on is tentatively titled Ride Upon Glory, and we already have a lot of the songs tracked already, but we still have quite a bit of work to do on it. So, you know, something to look forward to this year.
So a tentative 2009 release date?
No date. Record's not even finished yet. It'll be on our own label pretty much, so it'll just come out whenever we can afford to put it out, time-wise, wallet-wise, etc.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Let's get to the big event, the main reason you're here. In November of 2009, there's a little something called Shiprocked. For more information, listeners can go to getshiprocked.com, and I'll let you tell me about it. What is Shiprocked?
We got this offer from this promoter who found us through the Rock the Bayou festival that Broken Teeth and Dangerous Toys both got to play on this past year. This promoter saw our name upon that marquee and found us that way, went to our website, said he loved the material, and invited us to be on this five-day cruise that leaves out of Fort Lauderdale November 15th and goes 5 days through the 20th. Other bands are Queensryche, Skid Row, Tesla, Lynam, Stone Rider, Endeavor After, and there's probably even going to be even more crazy people added to that bill as well. So it'll probably be concerts with all those bands mixed up every night. There will probably be onboard pool parties from hell and all kinds of crazy heavy metal stuff going on every day. So we're very, very excited about this, and like you said, they can read all about it or watch Flash video for it, talking about it. They can go to BrokenTeeth.com. They can go to MySpace.com/BrokenTeeth. They can go to JasonMcMaster.net and find out all about it. They can go to GetShipRocked.com and find out all about it, ticket information. You rent a cabin and be on a ship for 5 days with some of your favorite rock and roll bands, basically. Sounds kind of like rock and roll heaven to me. So we're excited about it. I've never been on a cruise before, so, you know, I'll know a lot of the people on there already. Some of the other bands I've met before and have worked with before. Broken Teeth has played some shows with Skid Row before, so looking forward to hanging with those guys a bit. And meeting a bunch of new people as well. So,
you know, you're a very easy interview in that you answer all my questions before I even ask them.
Yeah, I have a habit, man. You give me a microphone, and I just start going for it. If I know why I'm here, I usually kind of get to it before the interviewer gets to it, so to speak.
Again, it goes, it's November 15th. You're leaving from Fort Lauderdale. You're heading to Jamaica and Grand Cayman. And some of the bands include Queensryche, Tesla, Skid Row, and they're still adding more, aren't they?
Yeah, I think that they would at least add two or three more since it's, you know, a pretty good ways away. So,
do you get seasick, or do you know?
Well, I hope not. You know, I hear that you can buy these wristbands that create pressure points on your wrists that keep you from, you know, having those issues. I'll just stock up on Dramamine as well and have that as a backup. So I'll probably make a slight effort to at least not get seasick while I'm rocking out. If I get on stage and get in my comfort zone, I'll probably just be just fine. So I'm not that worried about it.
I just think it's cool they chose Broken Teeth over Dangerous Toys. I mean, I'm all about pushing independent music and pushing Broken Teeth. So
either way, I'm just happy to be there. So I was actually shocked a little bit that they didn't ask the Toys, but it was kind of a thing where, you know, hey, someone wants to help me promote my newer project. You know, that's pretty awesome when that happens.
That's something I've always wanted to ask you. Does it bother you at all that in print and in interviews and stuff, people refer to Broken Teeth as your quote-unquote new band?
Yeah, and it's been around for 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. So that doesn't bother you, huh? Broken Teeth, your new band from 99.
Well, yeah, it bothers me as much as it bothers anybody, but it's not a thorn in my side or anything. I try to keep it light. People can say it wrong all they want. I won't, I'll try not to correct them.
Hey, as long as they're talking about the band, right?
That's right, man.
All right, so we can expect a few more Broken Teeth shows in 2009. You're working on a new CD that'll come out when you're damn ready for it to come out. And
that's right.
Thing. November 15th, 2009, Get Shiprocked.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I got one more thing to ask, but before we get to that, is there anything you want to add, anything I didn't cover?
No, other than the delay in this on the phone, you know, having to wait for each other to talk, that kind of blows. But, you know, I guess, you know, aliens can land and we can steal their technology, but we can't get it to work for us, you know.
Yeah, I know. It does kind of suck. It kind of takes away, it kind of makes it a little sterile sounding, but it's the best I could do with my limited computer.
No, it's okay. I understand. You use the gear that's made available to you, and you kick ass with it as much as you can. And I just appreciate shows like the one that you have that just promote, you know, you play the shit that you like and want to play. And that's what radio should be about. Those days of radio are pretty much over, and radio and television are just pretty much all about selling, you know, products. They're not really about fans, and that's exactly what you're about. So you are appreciated, and I'm sorry I made fun of the way that you do interviews. It's not your fault. You know, you're doing the best you can, just like all of us. So you are loved, and it's awesome that you, you know, just thank you for everything that you've done for Broken Teeth. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all, Jason. No problem. And don't worry about the phone. I was just joking about that anyways. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. If I had to play a certain type of music or push a certain product or whatever, there would not be a big show. There would not be a Fat Cat Radio. So, yeah, I play what I want to play. That means I play Broken Teeth every damn week.
Awesome.
All right, man. I know you're busy. I know you're on the way to the airport. So I'll let you get the heck out of here with one final question. Actually, it's not a question. It's giving you the pulpit. Do you have a sermon? You have one final sermon for our listeners, Pastor McMaster of the Church of Disaster?
Well, just kind of going off the cuff and sort of paraphrasing what I say live, you know, I think that the song Electric, the title track of our last record, really is about why metalheads are metalheads and why people kind of pay attention to that type if they're into rock and roll. And I think that rock and roll can definitely save your soul anyway. The people that believe in that type of a thing, and you know, it's not just entertainment, that it is a way of life, that it can get you through the day, that songs are like, you know, your favorite songs are like old friends or family members that are always going to be there to help you when times get hard. They're always going to be there for you no matter what. It's an unconditional love that you have for a song and that a song has for you. I think that heavy metal and hard rock and roll kind of speak to people that way. And if it's not speaking to you, then it's like a fair-weathered friend and you're just, you know, getting the record to because the kid next door got it, and or because the cool kids got it at school or something like that. And following the trend isn't necessarily the way to call yourself a rock fan. I think that heavy metal kind of speaks to the misfits and the underdogs and you know, the people that are kind of nerdy and not necessarily the cool kids. Rock and roll is for nerds, it's not for cool kids. It's for the underdog, it's for the misfit, it's for people who, you know, it's for the fat kid with glasses and freckles. You know what I mean? That's who heavy metal is for.
Right.
That music will speak to you and it'll always be there for you and it'll give you something to believe in that will be entertaining and have all sorts of it just keeps on giving, and it'll always, you know, be there for you no matter what. And that's all I got today.
Amen. All right, I lied. I got one final question, and it refers to your church hymn, which is called Stick It In. And the question is, how exactly does one crystal your meth?
Oh, that's just, I think I stole that from Lemmy from Motorhead. I think that's on a song on Motorhead Iron Fist, not in the song Iron Fist. I think it's actually from the song Speed Freak that's on that album, if I'm correct. But, yeah. It's just a messed up, you know, joke on crystal meth. It's just a rhyme, bro. And I stole it at that.
That's rock and roll. That's rock and roll.
That's right, man. That's right. I borrow from all of my idols: Bon Scott, Lemmy Kilminster, Rob Halford. It keeps going and going.
Here's hoping Broken Teeth keeps going in 2009 and beyond. Jason, thank you ever so much for doing the interview.
My pleasure.
And I hope to see the teeth live sometime soon, because that's the way. The only way to experience Broken Teeth is to see them live.
We're working on it. We're supposed to come through your neck of the woods probably around early April. So stay tuned to the tour schedule.
You got it.
Awesome. Thank you, Swede.
Istanbul. We'll catch you later.
Istanbul.
Over and out.
Over and out.
All right. This song right here is off the first Broken Teeth record. I like to call it our church hymn. It's called Stick It In.